got Phil, Darren, Rob, Paul, and Jordan's Issa in the corner.
Not that he's not been naughty, has he? He's not.
Say hello, guys.
Hello.
Lovely.
Thanks for coming along on a Wednesday night. We appreciate you calling by, don't we?
I think I can pick up already the Music for Confidence workshops because that was almost in harmony. That was brilliant. What have you gained while you've been going there? Have you learned any instruments?
I've learnt the DJ decks.
Oh, you're doing right. This, what I'm doing now?
That's right.
Your job will be going alone.
I don't that's it. Don't.
Darren ran a 10-week course in DJ skills.
Fantastic.
Oh, right. That's brilliant.
Course that Rob did.
And Phil, you're from Comco, aren't you? Tell us all about Comco.
Yeah, well, Comco is a local charity in Bolton supporting people with disabilities and mental health problems. It's been going since the early 90s. It was started by a group of parents of people with disabilities. Their aims were to get involved with services, improve services, provide more variety and choice for people, and also to make sure services included everyone, even people with very severe emotional and psychological problems, who some of whom had had to live out of Bolton previously.
Right.
So it's a well-established charity,
it's
isn't it?
That's fantastic. Over 20 years,
And what does COMCO, it's an abbreviation of?
Community Care Options is our full full title, and they call us COMCO.
And are you a voluntary organisation or under the care of the NHS or the council?
We're a local charity, but we're a limited company as well.
Right.
So for many years we did have a contract, first of all with the health authority and then later with the local authority. But we're in changing times, and a lot of the work that we used to do, which was supported living, has now been taken over by bigger companies. So a lot of the work we do now is going out to people in their own homes, whether they live with parents or their own.
Excellent.
And we help them with their day-to-day tasks, and we also help them to get out into the community and do the things that they enjoy. So we sort of back that up with a programme of activities like the music projects, and we have art and crafts and rambles. We've also got a training centre at Halliwell that teaches people skills in DIY and woodwork and IT.
And we're
involved in the
shop. That's
really good. Okay.
And Paul, I'm going to pass you over my microphone, but I believe you're one of the gentlemen that go along to the railway social club evenings.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, can we hear you?
Hang on, use this one anyway.
Oh, right.
Come on, move your chair up.
We're moving around these microphones. Paul, you go along to railway social evenings, don't you?
I like karaoke.
You love karaoke, do you?
I like dance karaoke.
And
what's your favourite song in karaoke? Excuse me, interrupting.
That's right.
I like Patsyco, Delight Roll, and Ticket to Ride.
You're always looking for volunteers, aren't you? Especially to help with your social nights.
That's right, yeah.
If they want to get in touch with you, Phil, they can get you. They can email you at phil.scowcroft@comco.co.uk.
Yeah, that's Schofield.
That's what I meant. I can't read my own writing, sorry. And your telephone number to speak to you or some of the other members of your group is 593-821.
That's right.
But you've also got a website, which is all the www.comco.org.uk.
That's right.
And you've got, if that's not enough, they've got an online newsletter, which is all the www.comcareopt.org.
That's right, yeah.
There's no reason why anyone can't get in touch with you.
The newsletter has lots of stuff, of photos and news about activities.
How did you two get to tie in together, Comco and Darren?
Oh, well, Darren worked for us for a number of years, and when we had a bigger service before all the changes in Bolton over the last few years, we had the resources at that time to be able to provide the workshop through us, but after the changes and some of our service transferred to another bigger company, and Darren set up the workshops independently. So we're kind of working partnership now, and we raised the funds for the DJ course.
Right.
And we've raised funds for the social nights.
And I've been sometimes on Wednesday to the music workshop,
right.
doing drums and a bit of singing, like, and that.
And do you help out with the other participants now that are coming along that are
no,
new
I'm
to it?
No, I'm a client. I'm a client.
You still, yeah.
Like, just goes and do a spot there.
Lovely. And what's different about your Tuesday nights at the railway?
I think it's great for people to come down and make new friends. It's a great atmosphere as well.
Yeah. And you have facilities for chairs, wheelchairs and
wheelchair,
that, don't you?
It's got good wheelchair access.
Yeah. It's a very, very big room, and the railway club are really welcoming.
They've got a bar as well.
Yeah.
Like.
Cheap bar.
Cheap bar. Are they open till late?
Yeah, well,
11 o'clock it's open.
I hope you all leave very nice and quiet for the neighbours.
Where is the railway club? Which one is this?
It's on Green Lane.
Green Lane, okay, that one. Yeah,
yeah. But I think the other thing that's special about it is we're trying to get people to participate, like the DJs, and we've got the Comco's Got Talent competition coming up.
When's that coming up?
The next social night, which is 7th of October. So that's a talent contest.
7th of October.
It's on Tuesday. The social nights are always the first Tuesday of the month.
Right. Do you need any judges?
He's an expert judge. Would you like to come down and judge?
I think one of us has certainly managed.
We have
it,
Darren doing the judging.
But actually, the winner is decided on a popular vote of people present on the night.
You have a clapometer.
We do the clapometer. Yeah,
that's what we're listening to, folks. Yeah.
That's another one of your impressions.
Comco Got Talent. Tell us again when it is at the railway.
So it's the 7th of October. So the contest is open to anybody with a disability or mental health problem. If they want to enter, they need to get in touch with Darren and his music workshop.
Right.
And there are rehearsals the week before. We would like people to go to rehearsals.
And is it
put on a good show on the night?
Is it just for singers, songstresses, or
no,
singers?
No, people can play instruments or read a poem or whatever they like. Really.
And DJ decks as well.
There you go.
Do a DJ set. Yeah.
Anything. It's just. And how long do they get? Do they get about 3 minutes each?
We get 2 minutes.
On the DJ set.
On FM, online at boltonfm.com and on your mobile. This is 96.5 Bolton FM.
Phil, you wanted to have a word, didn't you, about transport to and from the social events?
Railway. We have got a small budget to help with transport, so anybody who's struggling for transport or the cost of the taxis is too much for them, if they get in touch with us, we'll be able to subsidise the taxis.
Right,
that's
brilliant.
And if you phone the good people at Telecars at 365 365, they just may be able to offer some assistance.
So, yeah, we can give them a ring.
Because they've been really good with one of our listeners.
Yeah. Maybe get you a good rate or something. Because like you say, for a lot of people, this could be a massive step, couldn't it, for the rest of their life.
Yeah. Life-changing.
Yeah, and to not be able to make it simply because of lack of transport is just, must be for yourself, particularly, Darren, you know, heartbreaking, wasn't it? When you can see the benefits that those that can make the groups and the venues, how much, you know, they really enjoy it and really come on after they've got involved. You've enjoyed it, haven't you, Rob, getting involved?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it, yeah.
How long have you been coming down? How long have you been involved?
What?
How long have you been a client there?
How long have I been?
About 10 years, Rob?
About 10 years. A client at Darren Court. I think it's the staff are all right there.
You're not just saying that because there's one either side of you, are you, Rob?
No.
And you really enjoy it?
I really enjoy it, yeah.
Has it made a difference to your life, Rob? Has it made a big difference to your life, you know, being involved and getting these new skills?
Yeah, it has.
Good. Yeah, Rob's done tremendously well, and the DJ course, I think, is really good for him.
The DJ course were very interesting. Like, I've learnt a lot about it. I have. I'd like to, if we get some more funding, I'd like to do it again. I would. Yeah. With Darren Birmingham.
I think it's quite an unexplored, it's starting to be explored now, the power that music can have, isn't it? About not only uplifting the spirit, uplifting the soul, and uplifting mental values. And it's certainly, I don't know what, Paul, you enjoy it, don't you?
I would you then, what should I be put on the Wednesday?
You like it on a Wednesday?
No, I like him singing songs. I like when to watch
Brilliant. Are you going to be entering this Comco's Got Talent?
Yeah.
Right, well, we hope, we wish you well. We might be even there on the night to cheer you on. Yeah. Who knows?
Paul, did you want to mention just about the prizes and stuff like that?
We've got some prizes, Paul.
Oh. We're into it. Yeah.
We've got some prizes, some tickets, and if both of us come down, you can win a super. We've been winning them. We've got a thing going on, and if anyone's come down, you're welcome to.
Brilliant.
I think Rob knows what the prize money is, don't you?
The prize money is £100 first prize, second prize, £50. If you're interested, come down.
Contact Darren.
At Birmingham.
Can I just say, we've got to raise funds to cover this and to cover the cost of the rehearsals. We're going to do that with a prize draw. We have got quite a lot of good prizes so far, but we're looking for a big star prize.
Like a TV or something.
A TV or a weekend at a hotel. So if anybody can help us out with that, they can contact me at Comco.
And if you want to get in touch with you, Phil, the telephone number is 593-821. Your email address is phil.schofield@comco.uk.
Comco.org.uk.
.org.
All right, yeah, just checking your list.
Thanks.
And you've got your online newsletter, which all the W's dot com care opt, opt.org.
That's right, yeah.
And your website is all the W's dot comco.org.uk.
Yeah.
So there's no reason anyone can't find you, is there?
No.
Fantastic.
No.
I don't think we've asked you though, Phil. How many clients or users do you have at any one time?
We have about 6 clients at the moment.
Yeah. That's at Darren Court.
At Darren Court.
We also go out to people in the community. I think we've got about 27 people at the moment who we go out to in the community.
Yeah.
And then there are people that join in activities. We have Art and Craft and Ramble, and we have the Halliwell Training Centre, and people who come to the social nights as well.
That's good.
How many people do you get to the social nights? I believe they're very busy.
We get quite a few people at the social nights.
Do you all let your hair down?
We all let our hair down, yeah.
What happened to yours? Did it fall out?
It falls out, yeah.
I'd say maybe about 60 at the last one, Darren.
I reckon about 65.
Yeah. My That's goodness, good what you like at chucking out time.
Yeah, but it's a very big room, so we've room for a lot more people, really. Yeah. It'd comfortably fit 100.
Well, let's give Railway Social a nice mention as well, because they do have other nights as well, don't they, I think? Do they have other evenings and they're available for functions and things like that?
They've been really good with us. They're very helpful, very welcoming.
They've got a nice bowling green too, haven't they?
They have. It's a popular place.
Mm, yeah.
We've already made sure that you're going to come along again in the future. Maybe, when is your Comco Got Talent?
7th
of October. Maybe you can...
7th of October.
Come after that and tell us how you got on,
do that.
Maybe bring the winner along.
It could be me, all I know. I'm not bothered.
You could offer that as part of your first prize.
It could, yeah.
Yeah. It could be live on Community Corner.
Yeah.
What more do they want? That's the star prize. There you go.
That's better than
Do me. Better than a TV or a weekend away.
Is there anything you haven't mentioned that you want to mention?
No, only to say that at Comco, we've got some fantastic dedicated staff who've worked with us for many years, and we're a group that are really committed to people with disabilities and mental health problems in Bolton. And if anybody's looking for quality support or advice, they just need to contact us, and if we can help them ourselves, we will do, and if not, we'll pass them on to to someone else who will.
So they promise us now you won't be strangers.
We won't be strangers now.
Are you sure? I'm the fella in the corner. What's he called? Jason.
Jordan.
Jordan, I'll close.
Do we start seeing
you? Have you been all right in the corner there, Jordan?
Yeah.
kept awake. Listen, all of you, thank you ever so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
We've enjoyed your
company. Thanks for all your advice.
Lovely.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for singing to us. Thanks for playing the guitar.
Thank you.
And we'll see you soon after the 7th of October.
Hello.